Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest next station in the nation is out now, outshining any other station. So tell a friend to tell a friend by this station. Keep your ears and eyes open like a wound and stay in tune with EOTM Radio. It's the hottest.
Welcome back to the EOTM listeners. Of course, this is our eBuzz entertainment show, whereas we discuss everything entertainment under the sun, and I mean under the sun. Tonight, we have a very exciting show for you guys. Tonight, I have the opportunity to speak with and have for the first time on EOTM the multi-format reporter and actress Stephanie Humphrey. This lady, y'all, you know, we talk about just powerful women on the move, and she definitely epitomizes all those great attributes. Thrive and Charm are the middle names of the former engineer who is accustomed to hard work and perfection. I'm not going to get into her entire biography because I want her to be able to share a little bit of that in her own words to our listeners. So at this time, I am going to roll out the red carpet EOTM style to Stephanie Humphrey.
Wow, thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
Hey, we just had to put that out there. Stephanie, again, got to get jiggy with them, just crazy like that. But definitely, thank you for giving us a portion of your Tuesday evening.
Oh, that was awesome. Thank you for having me. That's the best intro I've ever had.
Oh, my God. That's what's up. See, we want you to feel at home with EOTM because we want you to come back. So I did touch on a little bit, Stephanie, about your background. And I don't know if I pronounced your last name correctly. Did I?
Yes, Stephanie Humphrey.
Okay, I am getting better with names. Go ahead and share with our listeners out there globally, Stephanie, that may not have heard of you. Go ahead and share with them a little bit about you.
Well, I, like you said, I was a former engineer that was led to a whole new career a little while back, and I think I'm making a pretty good go of it. I'm a freelance reporter for the CBS affiliate in Philadelphia. I'm a model for the QVC shopping channel, actor. I finished two films. I was in Law Abiding Citizen, and I just shot The Dark Fields this year. That'll be out next year with Bradley Cooper and
wow.
Robert De Niro. And yeah, just, you know, onwards and upwards, basically.
That is so exciting. You are definitely doing so many great things. So you are also an anchor woman or a reporter.
Yes, I'm a freelance reporter, yeah.
Okay, so how did you get into the that particular field?
Well, I was doing a show on my own. I was trying to just get some experience in front of the camera, and I really like hosting, so I actually hosted and produced my own show for a little while on a local station in Philadelphia, lifestyle program, and I put together a demo from some of the clips and sent them out, and, you know, you get those letters in the mail, thanks for your interest, we'll keep you on file and all
right.
that, and one of the networks called me back.
Wow.
And the rest, as they say, is history, yeah.
Exactly. So I know that I read a little bit of your bio, and actually I read all of it, and it was quite intriguing. I'm really impressed. Again, hats off to you. How did explain with our listeners a little bit as far as how you wound up getting into the entertainment industry, because it was kind of by accident almost.
It absolutely was that.
Yeah.
It was just, well, I don't like to use the term by accident. I look at it as the grace of God, you know, that it was just me being led on this path, you know, towards this new journey. A friend of mine asked me to be in her fashion show. I was going to a small gym in my area, and just a few women that went there, and, you know, she's like, oh, you should come be in my show, and, you know, we'll put you in something cute, show off your little stomach, whatever, and I was like, sure, you know, why not? I didn't think anything else of it, but to, you know, have a little fun and do her a favor. She said, we're asking some regular people to come out and model. She was a manager for a retail clothing store. And I just said, sure, why not? And there was a woman there that had an agency. And she and I got to talking after the show. And she said, do you model professionally? And I'm like, no, are you kidding me? You know, I'm an engineer. What do you talk about? I don't want to be a model. And she said, well, you should think about it. You know, you could really work. And that was kind of the seed that was planted. And it took a while. You know, it was something I did part-time for a long time. I wasn't quite ready to, you know, leave the comfort of health insurance and
a weekly
paycheck, you know.
Exactly.
But after a little while, it just became really, really obvious that I wasn't supposed to be there anymore, you know. And
wow.
It was just calling me. It was pulling at my heart, you know, whatever you want to call it, I just couldn't stay there anymore. And so I, you know, put a plan in place to, you know, leave comfortably and amicably. And and when it was time to go, it was time to go.
Right. And that's the key word, I think you said, put a plan in place. Because I think everybody wants to be, well, not everybody, because entrepreneurship isn't for everyone, but most people do want to, you know, step out and take that chance. And I
Absolutely.
Think for, yeah, women like you and even myself, I mean, it is scary doing it, but if it's something that you have a passion for, and, I mean, we only have one life to live, so you got to live it up and take chances.
That's exactly right. And I tell people all the time, if you have a plan, you know, it shouldn't worry you as much, you know, and there definitely should be some type of backup as well, some type of fallback. I mean, I wouldn't ever advise anybody to drop everything and, you know, move to Nepal and start a, you know, goat herding. But, you know what I mean? I would never, you know, advise someone to do something impetuously. You know, it's always kind of figure out where you want to go, figure out how you're going to get there, and plan and execute. That's what I always say, plan and execute.
Hey.
That's what you got to do. And don't be afraid to fail. I mean, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You know, you figure it out, you regroup, you try again or not, but you just do it. You just got
exactly.
to go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. And oh, my God, you know, I didn't think, really, talking with you would be really, you know, so in depth. I mean, you know, I just didn't know. You just never know how an interview would be. But so you, and you just have to forgive me sometimes. Sometimes things just kind of just spin, and that's not always really great. But
that's okay.
Definitely, it is definitely a pleasure. And I know this interview tonight is only 30 minutes, but I already know that I want you back.
Anytime.
Yeah. So I want to, first of all, I want to touch on modeling a little bit, because we get a lot of young women that listen to our shows, especially like the Powerful Women on the Move series, some of our entrepreneur shows, and they're always looking for, you know, some kind of, you know, advice, the right path to take. So when I have a woman such as yourself on the show and have the opportunity to interview, I definitely want to ask those questions that I know that they want answered. So what kind of advice, Stephanie, would you be willing to lend to a young actress or even model that's looking to break into the industry, something that would probably help them?
Okay. First off, I always my first piece of advice I give to anybody that's trying to get into the entertainment industry is to understand it's a business. This is a business like anybody, like any other one. And you need to handle your business. I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how pretty you think you are. Everybody's pretty in this business. Everybody's fairly talented. Everybody has something that they think sets them apart. What's going to actually set you apart is your level of professionalism, because word travels fast. It's a very small community. And if you're hard to work with, you're not going to work. And that's just the bottom line. So understand it's a business. You know, there's going to be a lot of things you need to worry about as far as taxes and, you know, expenses and different things like that. So you need to keep all that in mind. Also, you need to figure out what it is you're going to stand for, because, you know, we've all heard those horror stories, and it's very, very easy to get caught up, you know, doing a lot of different things that maybe you didn't think you would do when you first started out. But you need a job and times are tight and you're getting a little bit desperate. So you really have to find whatever that is inside yourself that is going to guide you through this business, because you need something, whether it's your faith or, you know, some type of support system with your family or just an inner confidence, some yoga, some meditation, whatever it is. You need to figure out what it is you stand for and what you're willing to do and not do, because you can very, very easily be compromised very quickly in this business as well. And do your research, your homework, especially models. I mean, find the agencies in your area that are legitimate. And by legitimate, I mean the ones that won't ask you for any money up front. No legitimate agency is going to ask you for money. And actually, actors too. No legitimate agency is going to ask you for money up front. They're not going to require you to get your pictures done with them. They may recommend a photographer that they get a discount with, but they're not going to require you to get pictures with them. They're not going to require you to take any classes with them. You know, these days, some of them are charging a small fee to be on their website. That's more and more normal anymore, but that would be really, really nominal. You know, I mean, I've heard horror stories about people paying $1,800 and $2,500. I mean, just ridiculous amounts of money to these people that are promising them, you know, promising them the world. And, you know, that's like the golden rule of modeling and acting is never pay anybody up front. But really, it's just that goes into handling your business. You know what I mean? You should be doing your research. You should be making phone calls. You should be trying to get, you know, references and referrals from people, you know, network as much as possible. And, you know, be a professional. That's it. You have to be a professional because you'll get eaten alive and you'll get sucked in. And, you know, I've seen it happen, and it's just really, really easy when you don't know who you are. You know, you need to understand why you're in this business, why you want to be in this business, what you hope to get out of it, and set some goals for yourself.
Right.
You know.
Right. Sound like I know you're definitely a smart woman. You have a degree in engineering, which is like really big. You know, so I'm sure, I don't know if you get a lot of interviews, but that right there would intimidate some people, I'm sure. You know, they're like, okay, I don't know if I want to interview her. She's too smart.
I don't know. I mean, I hope not, because, you know, I don't look at it as that big a deal. That was what I was doing then, and this is what I'm doing now. That's
right.
That's kind of how I look at it.
Right. I'm just messing with you. I'm kind of crazy. But I want to talk a little bit. Of course, we want to touch on some of the projects that you're working on, but I want to talk about some things that you've done in the past. And I found, that you work with Jamie Foxx. So how was that?
It was awesome. It was awesome. That was on Law Abiding Citizen. We actually did shoot our scene together. We didn't play off of each other, but we were in the same scene. So we actually did get to spend most of the day together. And he was great. You know, he was a really fun guy. It was funny because I had actually met him a long time ago at a party, and he was he had a little bit to drink, and he didn't really remember me much, but, you know, I brought that up to him when we had a chance to chat or whatever, and he's like, oh, wow. He's like, I didn't do anything I'd be ashamed of, did I? I was like, no. So, but no, it was a great experience overall. That was my first film. You know, I almost didn't even go to the audition for that film, you know, at all. So it was kind of like a fluke. Well, obviously I was meant to get it because I kind of just went and didn't think about it and, you know, threw it away when I left there. I was like, whatever, I'm not going to get this, I don't care. And, you know, ended up on the movie set. So it was a really, really cool experience. It really was.
That's great. I love Jamie Foxx. I remember years ago I went, I was in Vegas, and I don't know if he still has a house there, but I'll tell you a funny story. He had a mansion party, and there were models sunbathing on his front lawn. I just thought that was just yeah, that's Las Vegas, I guess.
Okay,
but,
what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
It's supposed to, so I'm probably going to get in trouble for that. But I want to know what's going on with you. I know that you got a lot of great things planned for the future. So I want you to share with our listeners what's going on, and then if some listeners are wanting to connect with you via social media, which is a really big thing these days, I want you to be able to share your websites and stuff like that with them.
Okay. Well, like I said, the new film comes out next year. It's called The Dark Fields. And I just finished up a pilot, so I am very, very hopeful that'll get on the air soon. And I'm also doing a lot of new things in the community. That's a large part of my overall vision, is to be able to go out and speak to young people. And I'm heading out to Vegas actually to do a seminar, to join a team called Cool Speak, and they travel the country giving motivational and leadership talks to young people from middle school through the university level. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Well, that is definitely something to be excited about. And you have some great, you have a wide range of knowledge, it seems, in business as far as entertainment. So I'm sure that you could definitely empower mine. You've empowered mine. I know you've empowered some of our listeners already. Yeah, so definitely. So go ahead and share your website with our listeners.
My website is stephaniehumphrey.com. Folks can hit me up on Facebook at Stephanie T. Humphrey, T as in Tom, or on Twitter at Steph TV Star.
Okay, that's what's up. So I'll make sure I add you as well. So I want to change the table a little bit and have – I think we've been having a little bit of fun already, but we do this thing, Stephanie, which is called the hot seat questions.
Okay.
Put you in a hot seat. So I say one word, and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'll say hot seat, and we'll start. You are in the hot seat. CBS.
News.
Models.
Career change.
Tyrese.
Transformers.
Education.
Paramount.
Religion.
Paramount as well.
President Obama.
Oh, is that a word? inspiring.
Love.
Hopeful.
Hollywood.
Avoiding it.
Oprah.
Mentor. Idol.
Dark field.
Successful.
You are officially off the hot seat.
All right.
So thanks for being thanks for being a pretty good sport on that. I just like to do that sometimes, and I think my intern is behind. Oh my God, is definitely behind on sound bites, and I think she messed up. That's the one we were looking for.
There we go.
Exactly, it scared me. But so thanks for that. But I want to ask you, what is your what's a favorite quote of yours? And I know that's putting you on the spot. That probably should have been on the hot seat.
I know, but I actually have a couple written that I keep on my computer. I'm like getting up to look at my computer. There's a paraphrase from a woman named Rita Mae Brown, an author,
okay.
And part of it is, "A life of reaction is a life of slavery." I take that to heart. There is a difference between knowing the path and taking the path. That's actually from The Matrix. Morpheus
right.
said that in The Matrix. That's
my
inner geek coming out. And my own personal motto is actually just be fearless.
Yeah,
I just kind of made that up myself. It's printed on my checks. I mean, it's just really how I live my life. You know,
wow.
Just got to go for it.
Yeah, and I've seen that in something I read of yours, maybe some website, and it was Be Fearless. And actually, I made a mental note to myself to make that my Facebook status today.
Oh,
because
well,
that is, yeah, I mean, that is, but now I'll definitely put your name under it for real. I try to put whoever says them, definitely give them credit. But that is so paramount. In this entertainment industry, because I'll tell you this, I think that actors have it almost as hard as telemarketers or salespeople.
Oh, absolutely. You deal with rejection daily, just every single day. Somebody is telling you you're not thin enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not talented enough, you're not, you know, you really, really have to, you know, it goes back to what I say, it has to be something from within.
Exactly.
You can't just do it because, you know, everybody's telling you, oh, you should be a model, you're so cute, you know what I mean? You
right.
really have to have something inside of you that is giving you the confidence to, you know, get out there. And granted, models are some of the most insecure people I know, but you still have to really, you have to have something. You
right.
have to have something in you that, you know, kind of buffers you from that. And people ask me what what my thing is, and I always tell him, I mean, first word out of my mouth, my education. You know, it that it makes all the difference in the world when you know, you want a job, but you don't need, you know, and I don't want to say you don't need it, but it doesn't define who you are if you don't get it. And
right.
I think people kind of live and die on every audition and every casting, and it is what it is. You know, you go
right.
in, you give the best you can, and you leave, and you don't worry about it. It's
right.
you can't take it personally. You can't take any of it personally. You know,
right.
and I think a lot of people get hung up on, oh, they didn't like me, and it just really doesn't have anything to do with you. It really doesn't. It's so
yeah.
subjective. You know, the casting director might have just been in a bad mood that day, or you know, you might look like his ex-girlfriend, so he's not going to cast you in
right.
it.
Right, it could be anything.
You know, you never know. So it's just like you just can't internalize any of it.
Right.
And you just have to be willing to put yourself back out there. That's the thing. The perseverance is just insane. the
right.
amount of perseverance you have is insane, because you are just going to get a whole lot of no's before you get a yes. You know,
right,
so you
right.
have to be prepared, you know, for what that does to you, you know, emotionally, because it
right.
can break you down. It definitely can. I mean, I just am kind of coming out of a little bit of a funk because, you know, I had some specific goals
right.
set for myself for the end of this year to have accomplished by the end of this year. And,
right.
and my main one is not, I don't think. Well, it's only November. You never know.
Right, exactly.
But it's not looking good, I'll put it that
right.
way. And I thought I was very, very, very close to getting it done, and then things kind of fell through, and I was just like, my God, what
yeah.
else? You know, it just kind of all gets piled on, and you know, you get weary. I mean, we're
right.
all human. You have your moments, and you
right.
know, and that's where your faith and your support system come in, because you have to be able to, you know, have somebody to talk to and vent, and just, you know, like, what the hell is going on here? You know,
exactly.
But ultimately, you have to maintain belief in self above all else. You know,
right.
I am very aware of the fact that I will be the next Oprah Winfrey. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just like, that's just going to happen. And,
exactly.
and you have to train your mind to think in a certain way and to believe it with everything. Or,
exactly.
you know, you really shouldn't be doing this.
Exactly. You said it. You definitely said it. So I want to ask, you know, what inspires you? And before you ask that question, I just want to say that you are within everything that you do. I don't know if you have the role motivational speaker or the title motivational speaker within your biography, but you should definitely add it, because I'm sure if people listen to this show tonight, they might say definitely you are inspiring, and you should, you know, definitely, if you haven't already done it, definitely a great motivational speaker.
I think that's in there somewhere buried at the end or something. I definitely do try to get out and talk to adults as well about,
right.
you know, following your dreams and, you know,
right.
going for it at all costs and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm part of that is that's all a part of the brand.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly. So talking about the brand a little bit, I want to know, you know, what inspires Stephanie Humphrey? What inspires you to get up every day and to continue your dream and continue to try to or attempt to tackle your goals?
I love what I do. That's first. If I didn't, I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't put myself through this punishment
right.
if I didn't. But I absolutely love what I do. And this is, like I said, this is just a small part of my overall vision. I mean,
right.
you know, I joked about, you know, taking over Oprah's title and everything, but I'm not truly in this to be famous. I think that's the wrong reason for anybody to get into this business. I'm in this for influence. You know, I'm on air here in Philadelphia, and I can see, you know, the effect being on television has on people. You know, people listen to you when you're on TV. You get
right.
a certain status when you're on TV. You can influence people in a way that you can't under normal circumstances, and you can reach a lot of people at one time when you're on TV as well. And I need that influence so that I can affect positive change on my community. And the bigger the influence, which would be the bigger my profile, the bigger change I can affect. So I'm just going all out to get as big as I can to do as much as I can, if that makes any sense.
Right.
You know, it's all kind of, you know, self-serving, really, you know, because it's all coming back to what I want to be able to do in the community.
Right.
So that
right.
motivates me every day. I'm just like, if I can get three more people to recognize me on the street, you know, that's three
right.
more people that I might be able to touch and affect in a positive way, you know.
Right.
So that's kind of where, you know, my goal, and that's kind of what keeps me going and keeps
okay.
me motivated to, because, I mean, technically, I'm not doing that bad. As far as working actors go, you know,
yes, exactly.
I'm not living in my car, you know, I'm not
okay.
eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And,
yeah.
you know, I've been able to maintain a fairly decent standard of life, all things considered.
Right.
So I don't really need to do anything more, you know.
Right.
It would just be either in pursuit of more material gain, which,
right.
you know, who we all want to be comfortable. Let's not kid ourselves. Or it's for this, you know, this reason that I stated, to garner more influence, to make a bigger impact, you know, and that
wow.
and that's what I want to be able to do, just make as big an impact as I possibly can.
Okay, and that's awesome. Definitely well said. I want to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, Stephanie, and we'll wrap it up. Hold tight.
Okay.
Hi, and welcome to your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
Yeah. back. A publicized ad cap, lyrics for hand clap. No pass rapping, you tracking, talent lacking. MCs more worried about their financial backing. Steady packing a gap as if something's gonna happen, but it doesn't. They wind up shooting their cousin, they buzzing. I appear everywhere and nowhere at once. I know my style is bumping, even though some people front. It's the God of rap, you heard of it. The one that rhymes toward the sky, giving airplanes mad turbulent. And rap tournaments, I reign permanent. Don't you think right out the number one spot, I'm not concerned with it. The course of rap, I'm turning it. Back to that good old fashioned way of getting cash money by earning it. No bogus, hocus pocus, I bring back the focus. Skills, if you notice, my position is notice. The closest, MCs are just hopeless. Thinking record sales make them the dopest. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. KRS-One, rock on. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. KRS-One, rock on.
EOTM Radio. This is Carla B. holding down our eBuzz Entertainment segment. We have a great guest in the house with us tonight, Stephanie Humphrey, and she has definitely been enlightening minds tonight. So our tag, empowering, enlightening, and encouraging, we've lived up to that. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, how's it going, Carla?
Girl, it's going. It is. And I just attempted to add you as a friend on Facebook. So one of your pages were full, but I think I got your fan page. So that's a great
Somebody
thing.
Else told me that. I don't even have – they must have changed how many friends you can have because I don't even have that many friends.
Okay.
Like, so to where it would be – I got to start deleting some people. Cause
yeah,
I don't
and you probably have to – because what I have to do is if you – you can have 5,000, but your likes, you can only have, your likes can go into your main number. So I had to start unliking some pages because I only have like 4,500. So that's probably what that is. You got to start unliking some pages.
I got to do something because I know I don't have nearly 5,000 friends at all.
Yeah.
I know that. So I got to figure something out.
Yeah. And speaking of your social media pages, and you know, right now in this day and age, social media is so paramount in like marketing and branding yourself. So, I mean, or do you think that? Do you think social media?
Oh, absolutely.
I think,
because everybody's on there. You know, nobody, you know, everybody has their phone right at their hand, and it's just the quickest way to get information out to, you know, a large number of people at once. I don't think you can't not have a website or,
right,
you know, a Twitter page or something. You got to be doing something.
Right, right. So out of all the different social media outlets right now, what's the main one for you? What's the favorite? What's your favorite?
It used to be Facebook, but I just don't get – I don't like the Facebook app for my BlackBerry, so
okay.
Twitter's easier on my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm on my phone more than I'm on my computer. So
right.
When I'm on my phone, I'm on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Well, you need to go ahead. I mean, I had a BlackBerry, too, but you may have to get the iPhone, girl, because
yeah. – I'm going to. I know. I got to upgrade.
No, BlackBerry is always going to be – it's a great market. I still have a BlackBerry, too, but – and I know what you're talking about, the BlackBerry application, but the iPhone one is a little bit better. But I love my BlackBerry. It's the bomb.
You're not giving it
you
up.
You know what I'm saying? I cannot. It's just like I'm a BlackBerry fiend. I've had mine for years since they had the first one, which was so big. I had that one. So I've been with them since then. But anyway, definitely, Stephanie, it's been a pleasure. What is your official website?
It's StephanieHumphrey.com, www.StephanieHumphrey.com.
Okay, so we got about 2 minutes left. So I definitely, considering you're a motivational speaker and all, I want
all right.
you to go and share with our listeners some last words. you know, you can make up some new quotes if you want to, but definitely go ahead and, you know, close it out for me.
I would just say believe. You know, the God's greatest gift is free will. You know, you wake up, if you're blessed enough to wake up every morning, you get a fresh choice, and you get to choose what type of life you're going to live every single day you wake up. So choose wisely.
That's what's up. Choose wisely, and as Stephanie Humphrey says, be fearless. Stay fearless,
right? That's
right.
Be fearless. That's right.
Be fearless. Thank you so much, Stephanie. It's been definitely been an honor and a pleasure. And look forward to having you on the show again sometime in the near future. Thanks again.
Thanks, Carla. Anytime.
Yes, ma'am. Listeners, before you exit our radio page, we want you to make sure you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. You are not going to want to miss one segment at all under the EOTM Radio Network. Peace and blessings, y'all. Enjoy your Tuesday evening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Ooh, I love you.